Sci-Fi Show Minicast. Welcome to the second Sci-Fi Show Minicast. Thanks for tuning in. In this episode, I want to explore a very simple idea with very deep ramifications. The idea I want to look at is the idea of liberties and rights. It's a strange language you hear in many places these days, of people demanding their rights for this and their rights for that. I say strange because it seems likely that the people making such claims have no idea what it is they're actually asking about when it comes to rights and liberties, or how these two things go together. But let's start with some explanation and examples to clear the confusion up. We have two ideas, a right and a liberty. A liberty is a freedom to do something, and a right is a claim one person asserts as another person's obligation to them. Sometimes the obligation of the other person is quite limited, but the nature of a rights claim requires that some claim is being made on you. Consider a right not to be harmed. This puts a binding duty on everyone else around you to honor that claim and not beat you up and steal your wallet. Now, this claim is manifestly reasonable, but nevertheless, an obligation is imposed upon you by someone else that you're expected to honor. Essentially, what this means is that you're at liberty to do anything that does not violate the rights of another person, because you have a duty to honor their rights claim. Now, this suggests something that obviously doesn't occur to most people. Ask yourself this question: what is the place with the greatest liberties, and what is the place with the greatest rights? Now, the answer is a little bit surprising. A total state of anarchy is a place with the most liberties. You have no rights at all, and which means you have unlimited liberty to do as you please. Everybody can do anything, anytime they feel like it, without restriction. And interestingly, the most brutal of police states is the place with the greatest rights, because all of your rights are well enumerated and understood, and your liberties are essentially zero. Which is a little counterintuitive, but if you think about it, it should be obvious upon reflection. Now, it should be noted, in truth, by giving up some of your liberties to gain a right or set of rights, this allows for a sane and civil society in which you actually have more freedoms and opportunities than would be possible without the rights in question. I don't think rights are a bad thing, but it's interesting that rights and liberties exist in tension like this. Every right is a liberty sacrificed. Perhaps if people better understood what it was they were giving up and what the real price of a rights claim was, they might not be in such a hurry to invent a right to this and a right to that, to which they are entitled by force of law. Anyway, this is just something to think about. As usual, if you'd like to contact the show, you can send an email, thescifishow@gmail.com, or you can leave a message on the blog, thescifishow.blogspot.com. Hopefully I've given you something to think about in this minicast, and I'll see you next week with a regular show on Blade Runner. Anyway, see you in a week. The Sci-Fi Show Minicast is copyright Jason Rennie 2005 and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. All music used in this podcast is copyright Nova Surfer, and more great tunes by Nova Surfer can be found at www.novasurfer.nl.